This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Bucks Bulletin. I believe this is the fourth season we have now done this spinoff of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast specific to the Bucks game every week and a fantasy preview of the Bucks and that week's opponent. And we do this through the first 17 weeks of the regular season, because if you're still playing season-long fantasy football in week 18, that's bad. You have a bad commissioner, and you shouldn't even be a part of a league that uses week 18 games to determine a fantasy championship. So we'll be here every time the Bucks play weeks 1 through 17. We'll skip over their bye week. It's somewhere between all the bye weeks this year, week 5 through 14, which is terrific for fantasy purposes. Thank you to the NFL for what they did from a scheduling standpoint this year as it relates to fantasy football. There still is one really, really big week of bye weeks. It's not like every week has byes in it, but still. So we'll have 16 episodes of the Bucks Bulletin, and it's brought to you by Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm. They service the greater Tampa Bay area. You may be asking, Todd, what does Brandon Legal Group mean by full service? It could mean divorce. It could mean post-judgment. It could mean child support adjustment. It could mean family law. And it can mean so many other things. If you are curious as to whether or not your legal need falls into the category of full service to them, how about a free consult? It's free. Visit BrandonLegalGroup.com, click on the box that says request a free consultation, or if you prefer to call and ask for a free consultation, it's 844-4BLG-4ME. Brandon Legal Group, huge supporters of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments, including the upcoming Todd Wright Tour XXXVIII at Plantation Palms Golf Club on October 8th. Brandon Legal Group, your full service law firm. Email for fantasy questions, write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. So Cowboys Bucks, last year this was the opener in Tampa Bay. There were plenty of fantasy points out there. There are a number of names from last year that were fantasy relevant in that game that are not a part of this game. From the Bucks standpoint, no Antonio Brown, no Rob Gronkowski, to a lesser extent, no Ronald Jones. From the Cowboys standpoint, there's no Amari Cooper. There's no Cedric Wilson. There's no Michael Gallup. Those names not there for the opener this year. Less questions on, is Dak Prescott okay? How will he look? He looked great for the Cowboys coming off that horrible injury that he suffered in October of 2020. Came back and played great, like fantasy QB1 in the loss to the Buccaneers last year. So from the Bucs standpoint this year, and again, remember, I tell you to play your starting lineup the way you drafted them at least the first week, unless you have some drastic reason not to. And there's not a lot of that for week one. So clearly, if you drafted Tom Brady as your quarterback, you're playing him. If you drafted Leonard Fournette as your RB1 or RB2, you're playing him. If you drafted Mike Evans to be your wide receiver one, you're playing him. Chris Godwin, we're sort of wait and see. I don't have anything for you here. Wait until 90 minutes before the game, although it's a Sunday night game. So you run the risk of waiting to see if Godwin is active, because you may have to bypass wide receivers that are playing in earlier games prior to the Sunday night game. And remember, there's only one Monday night game this year on week one to fall back on. Just one. There's been two Monday night games. It was a doubleheader for a number of years. That's gone. So that's going to be a tough one. For those of you who drafted Chris Godwin, it's your call. But you're not really going to know for sure until 90 minutes before the game on whether or not he's even active. The Bucs may offer some news prior to that he's good to go. You need to keep checking status there. Russell Gage, kind of the same way, although I don't imagine, and I own Russell Gage in a league, have no plans to play him because he was drafted in the later rounds. And the same with Julio Jones. I don't think you're playing those guys. If you invested in Gage and Jones, you want to see them be on the field. You want to see them, Tom Brady, look their way. You want to see connections. And then you start making decisions in future weeks based on the volume that Gage and Jones receive. At least in the initial depth chart, Jones is listed as a backup. Evans, Godwin, and Gage are listed as the starters. From a tight end standpoint, there is no fantasy relevant week-to-week tight end here to play at the wide receiver tight end flex, which I play in my leagues from the Buccaneers until further notice, or until Gronk comes out of retirement. I'm just saying. And you're not dropping down below Fournette on the running back depth chart, even if you did choose one of the Buccaneer running backs. Kicker, I would imagine some of you have suck up. He won a tough battle to keep his job over the kid from the University of Miami. Suckup's kind of a top 10, top 12-ish kicker. You could probably do better, but he is on a team quarterbacked by Tom Brady, which will obviously put points on the board. From the Cowboys standpoint, no questions about Dak Prescott coming into this one. He will have a rookie left tackle, much as Tom Brady will have three new people in front of him at left guard, center, right guard from last year. Dak's going to have a new left tackle. He's a rookie out of Tulsa, and I would expect two or more holding penalties against that particular left tackle, trying to protect Dak's blind side. But Dak is playing as your QB1. If you drafted Ezekiel Elliott, he was RB6 last year. You're certainly playing him as your RB1 or RB2. I'm curious how much Tony Pollard we see. Pollard can be used as a wide receiver. I think he will be a bigger part of the game plan to start the season than he's been in previous years, just because the Cowboys have so many questions to answer at the wide receiver position. Washington is injured. Gallup is injured. Tolbert will be making his NFL debut. CeeDee Lamb will be out there as a wide receiver one for the first time. Sure, he's played games without Amari Cooper in the past, but this is a different role for CeeDee Lamb. Who you're clearly, if you drafted him, you're clearly playing him as your wide receiver one or wide receiver two. And then another name that is fantasy relevant week to week at the tight end position is Dalton Schultz. He is a Cowboy that I have invested in one of my leagues. And, you know, when I just sort of close my eyes and I watch the Cowboys run a third down play of any distance, I see the Cowboys sending wideouts past the sticks. I see Elliott or Pollard out of the backfield unless they have to do blitz pickup. and I see Dalton Schultz in that short to mid range where he would catch the ball and try to run with it after the catch for the first down. I can just see this playing out very similarly, unless we're down in the red zone, where I think Schultz is going to be as significant of a threat in the red zone to score as just about anybody in the Cowboys passing game. And the Cowboys, thankfully, don't have Greg Zuerlein anymore to miss extra points. I don't get the vibe that most have the Cowboys kicker yet as it relates to fantasy football. Sort of waiting to see how that plays out and if he scores enough to be fantasy relevant. Might be one of those kickers that's picked up, you know, for when you have Justin Tucker on a bye week or Harrison Butker on a bye week or Daniel Carlson on a bye week. That's when the Cowboys kicker might get involved in fantasy this year. All right, so there you go with the Bucks Bulletin for week one fantasy preview of Cowboys and Buccaneers. Again, my email is right.todd@yahoo.com. We'll be back next week with another installment of the Bucks Bulletin presented by Brandon Legal Group.